When we talk about gun deaths in the United States, we often think about the growing list of mass shootings at schools or other public places. But in New Hampshire, most gun deaths are suicides. Over the past 10 years, an unlikely team of gun owners and public health experts have come together over a prevention campaign. It's called the Gun Shop Project. They educate gun sellers about the signs of suicide and encourage them not to make a sale if they think someone is struggling. This summer, they're planning to broaden their efforts to classes where people learn how to shoot guns. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, Lauren Chulgen reports.
When Ralph D'Amico tells the Gunshop Project origin story, he mentions two phone calls. They both came from Elaine Frank, then a public health expert at Dartmouth. And the first call was about 20 years ago. D'Amico owned a gun shop in Hooksett at the time.
You know, not to stereotype, but generally people from the medical community and people from the firearms community don't share a lot of common ground. and I said, hi.
Frank was calling to see if D'Amico would be part of a local group to promote gun safety. He was skeptical at first, but decided to join. The second call came a few years after that, and it was a tough one.
You know, it's one of those calls where it's like, ooh, I don't really know if I want to do this.
Frank had some bad news. There were 3 suicides in 6 days, and each person had purchased a gun from D'Amico's shop. D'Amico was stunned. He hadn't heard anything about it.
Living with the idea that one of your customers has taken his or her life is not a light burden. It's very uncomfortable.
So together, D'Amico and Frank went back to their gun safety group, and they decided to focus their attention on gun suicides. Frank knew that suicides made up most of the gun deaths in New Hampshire, and that guns are used in most suicide deaths across the country.
And it's not because firearm owners are more likely to be depressed or have mental illness or even more likely to attempt suicide. But a suicide attempt with a firearm is far more likely to be lethal than by almost any other means.
So they decided gun shops would be the best place to start, hence the name The Gun Shop Project. They traveled to gun stores all over the state, handing out posters and cards that describe signs of suicidal behavior. And they talked to employees about how to avoid selling a firearm to someone who could be suicidal. Some shop owners were still skeptical. D'Amico says many of them felt it was a trick, another way to blame guns for violence.
I had one gun shop call me and he said, hey, what's going on here? And I told him, he said, so you think this is innocuous? I said, absolutely, it's fine. I said, trust me, I know the demons when I see them. This is not one of them.
In the end, about half of gun shops in New Hampshire hung up the prevention posters in their shop, and the coalition called it a success. Their work has inspired states all over the country to create their own versions of the Gun Shop Project. But this all started 10 years ago, before Sandy Hook, before Parkland, before Santa Fe. And that skepticism from gun owners has grown as division over gun issues has widened. And those feelings have been front of mind lately as the Gun Shop Project tries a new approach this summer. They want New Hampshire firearms instructors to show a video about suicide prevention in their classes.
Welcome to my classroom. Have a seat.
Thomas Brown has been a firearm instructor for over 2 decades, and most of his time has been spent here at the Manchester Firing Line Indoor Range. Brown joined the coalition a few years ago, and he's been helping craft the language of this video in a way that he says could help win over people who are pro-gun.
We as gun owners are constantly under attack, and one of the things that is constantly thrown in our face is the number of gun deaths. And when you realize that 2/3 roughly are suicides, that if we could reduce that number, wouldn't that be good for us?
The point of this video is to educate about the signs of suicide and to encourage those watching to hold on to a friend or family member's gun if it seems like they're having a hard time.
Sometimes getting involved at a critical point during someone's despair may make the difference.
But among the dramatic music and public health pointers is language like this that helps get Brown's argument across.
Suicide deaths are terrible for everyone involved. Firearm suicides also hurt the cause of liberty when the numbers are used to justify more gun laws. Let's work together to reduce all suicides, especially the ones where a firearm may be used.
Brown has tested out the video in a few of his classes, and he says it's already increased awareness.
Most people just nod their head and say, yeah, well, that makes sense, or they hadn't even crossed their mind about firearms and suicide.
This is the reaction Elaine Frank and Ralph D'Amico were hoping for with this new project. D'Amico says they could make an even bigger impact with firearm safety classes because people are there ready to learn about guns, and the message is coming from a trusted source.
Firearms instructors, they reach a tremendous amount of people, all new shooters. What better way to make people aware than to take a new shooter and, if I can use that terrible term, indoctrinate them into thinking positively about suicide prevention.
But this project and this partnership for Elaine Frank also speaks to an even larger kind of progress. To even create that video or work up the posters, people from New Hampshire's mental health, public health, and gun communities all had to sit down and work together. And to do that, they all decided they would only focus on gun suicides, nothing else.
Doesn't mean you have to give up your view on guns or on public health or on overreaching government or whatever. You can keep doing all those things, but in the meetings, you focus on what you have in common.
And Frank says this consensus building among people with opposing views, that's something the country seems to have lost that she thinks would be a really good thing to bring back. The coalition expects to start sharing the video with other New Hampshire firearm instructors in August. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, I'm Lauren Chulgen.